Hi there. A quick note before we begin the episode. Did you know that Atlas Lingue has its own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life. In this audiobook, we share additional exclusive commentaries on each episode with brand new insights and examples on the subject that we can't stop thinking about, how humans translate everything that comes their way. Also remember, when you buy Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. So find Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life, on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that the U.S. city with the highest concentration of Nigerians is Houston, Texas? In fact, some people call the city Little Nigeria.
Now, Houston has a very large Nigerian population as well. So I never felt like I was missing out on culture because there was always a great Nigerian community.
That's Beverly Adeyeze, a content creator specialized in beauty and travel vlogging. She was born in Lagos, Nigeria, and grew up in Houston in a Nigerian family and community.
My parents would meet someone Nigerian, they would just try to, you know, form this relationship. And even in churches, you know, sometimes in churches, it would be a predominantly Nigerian church, but you would have different tribes and people from different states. So that was kind of like the hub spot for different tribes and people to come together.
The most recent census stats indicate that there are just over 460,000 people of Nigerian descent living in the U.S. And of those, about 128,000 live in Texas. Nigerians also make up the largest population of African descent in Houston, a city where about 4.5% of its immigrant population comes from Africa. And why is there such a significant African and especially Nigerian presence in Houston? Well, Houston is known as the energy capital of the U.S., and for several decades, it has had a multi-billion dollar partnership with several West African countries, founded on oil and gas trade. In fact, from 2011 to 2016, there was a direct flight from Houston to Lagos. It has been said that Houston actually has the potential to become as much a hub of African culture as Miami is a hub of Latin American culture. And in the years since, it seems that's becoming even more of a reality. The city boasts many Nigerian-owned businesses, from restaurants and grocery stores to radio and TV broadcast channels. In fact, one of them, Millennium Broadcasting Channel, started out as a video rental store specializing in Nigerian movies. Remember video rental stores? Good times. Houston also becomes particularly vibrant during its annual Nigerian Culture Parade, which celebrates the Nigerian diaspora and how it has for generations firmly placed its roots in this city. If you want to hear more from a Nigerian American who has been all over the world, check out our interview with Beverly Adeyeze on Atlas Lingue. She talks about her many travels, her passion behind beauty and hairstyling, and of course, her audience's favorite character, the African Auntie.
I would say the African auntie, the main one that I play is a combination of my mom, my grandma, my aunties, and then just like, you know, the African aunties all around. I just kind of combine all of them into one dramatic character.
Do you know that somebody can eat this thing and their heart will blow into pieces? After I finish frying my stew with a gallon of oil, I eat my salad and I drink my water.
And so just really life experiences. And it's crazy because when you're experiencing those things at the time, they're not as funny, like African aunties judging you and saying, oh, you put on a little bit of weight. It's not funny then. But when you, you know, talk about it now, it's you know, we can all relate to it. And so it's kind of like we're laughing at our pain.
Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsedis.
Kayla
the It Sinners. I'm Kelly Sinners, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's Luis here, and I want to tell you about a show we've been listening to called The Pulso Podcast. There are a lot of podcasts that cover Latino culture and news, but this is one of the first we've heard that really utilizes the throughline of history to provide more context and nuance to our stories. From the halls of Congress to the stages of Broadway, even the food we consider to be American, Latinos helped build this country. And we're not going anywhere. Yet most podcasts are still lacking Latino representation behind and in front of the mic. The Pulso Podcast is a Latina-hosted, Latina-produced show that explores untold stories and unheard voices shaping the experiences of nuestra gente. They've covered topics from beauty standards and gender equality to mental health and food origins. And did you know that there is an official Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner? Or that a team of Mexican lawyers changed the future of segregation laws in the 50s? To hear more, check out the Pulso Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.